Hi again, this is Sydney from FabulousDisaster.com. Today we're going to hear two pieces. The first one is called Eventually.
He only loves his car. That's where all of his attention focuses. Because that Mustang will do a lot for him, but it will never hit him in the face with a shovel. He's only 31 and nearly broken, or so he'd like to believe. He jabbers about danger and death. I guess it scares the others off. I don't care if he dies tomorrow. It's his body. Besides, all Michaels want to die. They're all so bored. They've all been burned. They all come to me, eventually. He's got my cat's heart. She likes his stubble rubbing her fur. I see her point. I liked it too that day. That day I broke his wall down without permission. The day I scared him spitless. There's enough of me to like him all, but I keep forgetting to tell him. I suppose if it was that important, he'd have figured it out on his own by now. Besides, all Michaels need to run. They're all so nuts. They all need strength. They all come to me. Eventually. So I slap on a band-aid and spout some meaningful shit, and when they're better, they're gone. Eventually.
That was Eventually, and next is Chanel 66.
He calls me Coco, and he has no idea. We think when we look, when we stare. Like this, we think we know. There's a bucket of assumptions on the bar, and a six-pack of facades nearby. Suck one down, knock the other back, shake your head and blink your eyes. And call me Coco one more time, buddy. I'm so lost, and you're trashed as I sit. We think we know. There's a pile of baggage I left in the car, and the key is on the floor between us. You can pick it up or kick it away. I'll turn my head and blink my eyes.
That was Chanel 66, and thank you for listening. You're listening to Sydney, and you can always reach me at scout@zenweb.net, or you can visit me at fabulousdisaster.com and check out my writing, or my art, or my webcam, or any of those things. So thank you for listening.